Absolutely. You're right. Tight ends is a strength of this roster, of this offensive unit. And, you know, if you look at Doug's system and what they did in Kansas City with their tight ends and how we'll utilize them here, it'll be very consistent with that. And we got the players to do it. You know, we can mix it up. They're all really good, smart route runners, every one of them. And so we expect really good production from that unit. Excuse me? Yeah, I mean, we do. We feel like, you know, I mean, Zach has a great feel in route running. You know, he just knows how to create leverage. He knows how to use his body. He knows, you know, he's a big catch radius. You know, Trey's like a wide receiver out there. You get him out there, he's got the speed. He's got natural instinctive moves for a tight end. And one of the surprises to me, though, has been Brent. You know, I mean, I came in here thinking, you know, hey, Brent's our blocking tight end. But the guy knows how to run routes. He's really smart. He's a really smart route runner. And I have a lot of confidence in him. So, and I know the quarterbacks do as well. So that's a really good thing for us.
Frank, Doug has given a lot of praise to Paul Turner. What have you seen out of him?
You know what? He has been as consistent as you can be at that position. I mean, he's been impressive. There's no lie. I mean, he's tough. You can just tell he's a mentally and physically tough guy. He competes very hard. He's an instinctive route runner. He has really good feet. You know, as we coaches say, he can put his foot in the ground and stop on a dime. So he's done a nice job.
What have you seen from Jalen Gordon? I know that he's obviously changing positions going.
Yeah, that's a big switch. You know, I mean, here's a guy who played tight end, but he's got all the tools. You know, explosive. He's explosive for that position, athletic for the position. There's a big learning curve, though. There's a big learning curve, and so it's a slow process. But, you know, he's showing all the right signs. He's showing all the right signs of a guy who can develop into a legitimate, you know, offensive lineman in this league and making that transition. And then mentally, he's extremely sharp. So, and that's, you got to be to play up front.
Frank, you had a couple guys go down yesterday, minor injuries, at least that we know of, with hitting in practice. Zach Ertz kind of came out and said that he was frustrated with some of the lower hits. What's your philosophy on hitting during camp?
It doesn't matter what my philosophy is. It matters what the head coach's philosophy is. Now, I happen to align with the head coach, but, you know, that's what we do. We follow our leader, you know, and Doug sets the tone. And that's one thing about Doug. You know, you can just tell the guy, he's a tough man. He's mentally and physically a tough guy. You just know that. You know, he played a long time. He grinded it out coaching, and that's just the mentality he's bringing. That's what he's used to. And so we're all in. You know, we're all in, and it's a physical game, and you know, players play this game because they want to hit. And yeah, do we have to protect ourselves even when we go live? You have to be a little bit smart, yeah. You know, but you learn from it, and you hopefully cross your fingers when you have those few live periods. You cross your fingers that, you know, that nothing crazy happens, but it's just part of the game.
Coach, when you look at your three tight end personnel, what's your confidence that we'll be able to walk the guys out and give looks other than just a standard big pack?
Yeah, our three tight end personnel package is a really strong package for us just because of the versatility of those players. They're all very instinctive route runners. They're all good block. You know, they can all block. So it's a different way to try to create a mismatch. You know, sometimes you can create a mismatch by getting a guy who's bigger and stronger than a corner covering him. You know, those corners are used to covering small, fast guys. Now all of a sudden you get a big, you know, someone like Trey Burton or Zach Ertz, who are big guys with big catching radius, and you know, sometimes DBs struggle with that a little bit. And those guys know how to use their body and their catch radius to their advantage. So we got to find ways to continue to use that to our advantage.
If you guys wanted to see how Chris would handle being a lead blocker or fullback spot, have you seen that from him yet? How's he doing in that role?
He's doing well. You know, I mean, there's two things you look for when you take a tight end and you put him in the backfield. The one thing is you look for, first and foremost, is he nasty? Is he aggressive? Will he go after it? Because when you play that position, you got to be physical. You got to love contact, and he's shown that. And then secondly, for tight ends who are always playing on a line of scrimmage, it's a different feel from the backfield. So how to insert, you know, how to find your backer, having an instinct to see it. You almost have to see it like you're the tailback, because the tailback's kind of following you most of the time. So, and he's really shown good vision in that. So on both those fronts, which are very key, he's been doing very well.
Now that Ryan's back in a perfect world, how much of a window would you give him?
Yeah, I mean, having Ryan back, man, just today, I mean, I know it was only a 10-10-10 day, but I don't know if you guys saw it too. He just looks explosive out there. He just looked explosive. He looked quick. He was seeing things. And I know it was a toned-down practice in some, you know, with no pads, but we're still playing fast. And he just looks good. He's an explosive physical runner. And so we got a good array of backs. You want to mix it in. And, you know, Ryan certainly is going to be prominent in that mix. And you want to get him a guy like that with the track record he has and the way he's run the ball over the last few years. We want to get him as many touches as we can.
Looking at Trey Burton, especially, I mean, he's a guy, it seems like every practice he's making a play. What are some of the positive things you've seen from him?
Trey really has. He's made so many big plays out here. That's what you look for. I mean, you know, we have a lot of talented guys playing the NFL, so you're going to see flashes of great plays. But really what you're looking for as a coach is the consistency of it. Can't, you know, anybody can do it one time, you know. I mean, we could all go out there and somebody could throw us a ball and we could make a nice one-handed catch and say, man, we feel like we can do it. But really what separates these guys out here and really what we're looking for is guys who can make those kind of plays routinely. That's what great players do. They make the hard things look easy. And really that's what we're looking for, not only from Trey, he's certainly done that, but that's what we as an offense need to do. We need to make the hard things look easy and make it look routine. And that only can happen by challenging yourself and by doing it on the practice field and having the mental toughness and tenacity to have that mentality, to go after every play so that it becomes routine. That's the whole goal.
We'll take one more hand, Ryan. All right, thanks, guys.